Yisra Yaakov Beer Sheva Vayelech Harono. The Medrash says when Yaakov Avinu went out, he said, Esa Einai El Hehorim Me'ayin Yovei Yisri. So the Ben Ishchai says, what's Shteita in this pasuk? It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Yaakov Avinu knew this pasuk in Tehillim. Hehorim is the two mountains. It can either mean the two Ovois, it can mean Avram and Yitzchak, but it also means Har Meiria and Har Gilad. In Har Meiria, Eliphaz came and took away all of Yaakov's money. And in Har Gilad, he saw Ba'aseh that Lavan is going to chapel with him. So he's Esa Einai El Haharim, where he had Tzaris by these two mountains. And the answer is Me'ayin Yovei Yisri, from those same two mountains. In Har Gilad, in the end, came the Yeshua that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nisgala to Lavan, not to chapel with him. And Har Meiria, of course, was when Yaakov was Nisgala on the Chaloim of the Sulam, was in Har Meiria. And that was from the Hehorim. I saw another chat that we know Eliphaz came and stole all of his money. It's a machloikis in the Mefarshim. If Eliphaz came before the 14 years of Shem Be'ever, or after the 4 years of Shem Be'ever, because we know that this pasuk Vayetze Yaakov Miber Sheva Vayelach Haron is a very long pasuk. Vayetze Yaakov Miber Sheva. 14 years later, Vayelach Haron. But when did the Eliphaz story happen? At which point? But because Eliphaz takes everything away, and therefore Yaakov is saying, May I in Yovei Ezri, Yashidach, Ezer Kenegdoi, May I in Yovei Ezri, May Elabai Yitzchak, Eliezer came with Kol Tuv. Here he's coming without anything because Eliphaz took everything away, so May I in Yovei Ezri. And the answer is, May I in. If a person is misbattle himself, and a person realizes that he's Ka'ayin for Ka'efes, Kalapi the Rabbanish Loilam, from that itself will come his Ezer. Then Mr. Chidah brings an interesting medrash that it was Adka Dekach, Eliphaz took everything away, he took his clothes away also, and Yaakov had no choice, he ran into a river. And he didn't know, he was waiting, Me'ayin Avi Ezri, there was nothing. And then someone came into the water and drowned, a Roichet came in and went into the water and drowned, and Yaakov Avinu took his clothes, the clothes from that other person, and that's why he went and hid for 14 years, because pushed until it would be Neshtakech, there would be Chayshidim on the Ritzicha. He had Yenis Begodim, so he was 14 years actually Neshtakech, the Maisa. Now it says, Vayetze Yaakov Miber Shava, we said there's 14 years in between. But the emesis, the Marsha in Yuma, says that Yeshiva's Shem Ve'ever was in Be'er Sheva. The letters Mibe'er Sheva have the name, have the letters of Shem, Ever, and Av. His father's Yeshiva. Yitzchak also had a Yeshiva. So all the Yeshivas was in Be'er Sheva. I'll say even in Be'er Sheva. And Yaakov was Nechba, hidden in the yeshiva in Be'er Sheva. Esav couldn't find him. First of all, Esav is not going to step foot into the Bismedrish. In Pagash the Manobel Zed, Moshchel the Bismedrish, Avet Nishtarayin Gain. So he was hiding in the Bismedrish. Esav couldn't get in, or he and Nishtarayin in the Bismedrish. Dosavad. Oh, but there's a fascinating Ha'orah according to this Marsha. Chazal Darshan, Vayetze Yaakov, Yitzias Tzadik, Mibe'er Sheva, Mibe'er Sheva. Mibe'er Sheva, Hashem earn up. So it says Yotza Tzadik Menair is Pana Ziva Pana Hoidra Pana Hadora. There's a fascinating Gaora according to this Marsha. Azoy Avada, when a Tzadik leaves, there's a whole Traram and everyone makes an Esek that the Tzadik is leaving. Yaakov was in Be'er Sheva still, like this Pshat, for 14 years. No one knows. Kind of Esnish. He's in a Vinkel in the Mismedrish. Esek doesn't know where he is. And still, Avazah Matzev, Avatzadik was Kenev Esnish, and he sits by the Shtender, Yitzias Tzadik Menei Reis Aroish. And it's interesting, the Mefarshim asks, why Dafka over here? There's other places where it says Yitzias Tzadik. Why Dafka over here is it by Avraham, by Yitzchak, they left? Why is over here Dafka stresses Yitzias Tzadik Menei Reis Aroish? I think this is the Chiddush over here. He was there for 14 years and no one knew about it. But still, a Tzadik that no one knows about, but he was in the corner there and he left, Yitzias Tzadik Reis Aroish. And Avada, the reason is, another reason why it's Dafka over here, the Chidah has a remez, it says, Vayetze Yaakov Mibe'er Sheva. If you take out Yaakov, Gematria 120, 182. If you take out Yaakov, Gematria 182, from Mibe'er Sheva, 575, you're left with 393. Pono Ziva Hoida Vahadra. That's the Gematria. So that's where it comes out. The Pono Ziva Hoida Vahadra. Another chat is that Dafka over here, where Yaakov left and Yitzchak was still there. That's when it's Yitzias Tzadik Oyser Roshim. Has to be there was another Tzadik left. Because on who was the Roshim when the Tzadik left? After the under Tzadik. When the Tzadik left, there's no one left. That's not the Roshim. The Roshim is taka that there's another tzaddik there, and then the Yitzias tzaddik makes a Roshim. Vayifka b'mokoyim v'yolen shom. Chazal learned out the Gemara in Brochis that Yaakov was over here misakin tfilas Meiriv. Avram Avinu was misakin Shachris. Yitzchok was misakin Mincha. It says Vayetze Yitzchok l'suach basode. Yaakov over here Vayifka b'mokoyim v'yolen shom. Yaakov was misakin tfilas Meiriv. And that's why we call it davening. Davening is de'avunoyim. De'avunoyim. That tefillah is called davening. You ever thought why? The reason is because it's de'avunoyim. It's from our fathers. The obvious one is sakin the tefillahs. Now the Gemara has a machloek is a tefillahs ma'ariv is a reshus. Tefillahs ma'ariv reshus is a man diomer. And the shaila is, why is Yaakov's tefillah, lomani gora, why is Yaakov's tefillah less than the other obvious? Why is tefillahs ma'ariv reshus and the other tefillahs not? It's machloek is a, but why? What's the shaila is a man diomer? What is Yaakov andish from the other obvious? So the Pnei Shu has the kashim brachas, other achroyim. So one shot I saw, the emes is another man the omer, tfilois keneged karbonos tiknu. Tomet shal bein arvayim, tomet shal shachar is shachar, tomet shal bein arvayim. And myriv is not keneged a korban. Myriv is keneged the halos evarim upadorim. If myriv is keneged the halos evarim upadorim, it's not really keneged a korban. So that's like a weaker zach. It's not shachar. It's not actual korban. That could be the basis why it's myriv is reshus. Be yoseh that the Achronim ask on Friday night. What's Meir of a Friday night? B'chlal, what's Meir of a Friday night? There was no Allah Sevarim Ukedorim on Friday night. They did it before. That's a smach for by Friday to make early Meir. It says up to Mogen Avram that on Friday you can make early Meir. The Allah Sevarim Ukedorim was put on before. But could be that's why. Meaning, in a chanami, we'll say this is already a shtickle Torah. The machloik is the tefilas arvis v'shus v'choyva is tali. The machloik is if the tefilas can enter the ovis. Or can I get the karbonis? If it's can I get the ovis, then Meiriv should be just as much of a choiva as the other two. If it's can I get karbonis, so then it's dafka. Meiriv is reshus. But could be there's another chat. Even if Tfilah was connected to Yaakov, Tosis says in Brachas that Yaakov was really planning to daven mincha. Nor it was vayivka b'mokim. It's in Tzukitrof, and the sun came down. Hashem wanted him to be there, so it turned into a Meiriv. It was as it was arai. It wasn't really supposed to be. V'yoyser, you could add that it was a mokum sakana and he was potter min atfilah. He was in a mokum sakana. And that all could add in also why, even if Yaakov tikkun ervis, why it would be a reason that its tfilas arvis would be rishus. V'yikach me'av me'amokoyim v'yosem me'ashoysov. The avonim were fighting. It says earlier, me'av me'amokoyim, afterwards it says, v'yikach iso even. Rashi says, because at the beginning the Avonim were fighting. So they were all fighting. So there's a Vart, and so it became one big Evan. Still, it's a gross Evan. The Evan itself, there could be a Machlaikis. On which part of the Evan? There's always something to fight about. Alayanich. But the Pshat is that once it's Achdus, once it's one, then they're ready to not a fight. If it's separate, then they start fighting the Avonim. But if it's one Evan, it's Mish. Over me either chisa, there's a melitza. Yesh b'ze emes olay. If it already turned into one, why didn't it turn? Yaakov was going to sleep. Let it turn into a kishenet. Let it be a pillow, a soft pillow. Avus to given machloikis at best that zayin ain't grois a shtein. Can kishenet et nishnei? Ain't grois a shtein efshe. Can kishenet nishnei? The medrash really brings that as a machloikis. There's grois in yonim and the avonim over here. The machloikis tanoim the medrash between Rab Yehuda, Rab Nechemya. And the Rabbanon. Rabbi Yehuda says there was 12 Avonim. And he said, Yaakov Avinu was saying, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mechaber, it's going to show that I'm going to be zeichet to have 12 Shvatim. Another chat is that it was Gimel Avonim, and it was an Inyan he wanted to know to make sure it was a remiss to him that he's going to be the Hemshech of the Shalshelis of the Shloisha Avos. And if it was two Avonim, Dos Alein is Mesamel, that Yaakov Avinu was saying, the Rabbanon was two Avonim, that turned into one. That by Avram, there was also a Yishmael. And by Yitzchak, there was also an Esav. The two Avonim becoming one is symbolizing as by Yaakov, that it's going to be Mitase Shleima. Not a specific number of 12, but it's going to be Kulam Shavim. The Ramah in Hilchas Tisha B'Av and Shulchan Aruch and Aruchayim and Siman Tov Kuf Nun Hey brings a minig that people are noyig to put a stone underneath when they're sleeping on Leil Zeicha L'Churbin, and he says the remez is because Vayikach Me'avne Amokoin that Yaakov saw the Churbin. It's interesting. He also saw that there's going to be Bate Mikdash. Here he saw everything in Haram Miriam. Why are we missing the Churbin? He saw that there was going to be Mikdash Rishon and Churbin. He probably saw everything. Why? What's that Gosha that he saw that for the Churbin? He saw the Mikdash. He saw the Churbin. He saw everything. But in the Arbas Rishonim Shem Ve'Eber, he b'chlal didn't sleep, and now he's sleeping. And he sees in the Chaloyim, Vihine Sulom Mutzav Arza. It's brought down from the Ben Ishchai, and others far, and the Baal Shem Tov says it also. Sulom is the same gematria as Momoy. Sulom is gematria as Momoy. On one hand, it's Mutzav Arza, on the other hand, it's Roshim Magia Shemaima. A person maybe does his Ishtadis down there, but when it could pay a lois, he has to realize that where it's really coming from, Mamala. And another thing, the Ben Ishchai says a nice mashal in the Indian how, you know, the world turns. People go up, people come down. A sulam, he gives a mashal. He says there was a sulam with 20 rungs. And the rungs were fighting which one is the most chashiv one. And the one on the top was saying he's on the top. He says, you take the same sulam, turn it exactly upside down, and lamata v'tachtayinim lamala. Azoy is by sulam, azoy is by moment. Vayikat Yaakov Mishinosoi Vayoymar Ochen Yesh Hashem Bamokim Hazeh V'Anoichi Lo Yadoti. The Balaturim says Vayikat Yaakov Mishinosoi Vayoymar is Soif Tevis Tzibur Adkan Soif Tevis Tzibur. Over here Yaakov is Mesakin Tfilas Mayriv. It's saying over here that it has to be betzibur, and I would add, and that's why the Hemshach Apostle says, "Ochein yesh Hashem b'mokim hazeh if you take a davening betzibur, ve'anoichi if you daven by yourself lo yadoti." That davening betzibur, but there's many pshatim. What does it mean v'anoichi lo yadoti? Rashi learns v'anoichi lo yadoti. She'im yadati lo yashanti b'mokim kodesh because I didn't know it was azamokim kodesh. I wouldn't have slept. I didn't know it was azamokim kodesh. I wouldn't have slept. The Sifornis has a different nekuda. Yaakov was zeichet to a nevuah over here. I would have prepared myself for the nevuah. I would have prepared myself for the nevuah. He said, if I would have known it's the Makom Kodesh, I would have prepared himself for the nevuah. The Rechaim, in a similar guy, he says, he would have prepared, maybe he would have been zeichet to a nevuah behokitz. Azo Yaakov Avinu was zeichet to a nevuah bechaloi. He said, Adarab, lo yashanti, and Adarab, I would have been making myself and be zeichet to a higher madrega of nevuah. There's another chat from the Chanukas HaTorah. What does it mean, Vanoichi lo yadati? Because we know the Gemara says in Brachis that a mole, a person thinks about during the day, and then he'll have a chalom about it by night. The Gemara says, someone said, what am I going to dream? The Melech asked him what he's going to dream about. He says, you're going to dream about a pila, the kupa, the machta. You're going to dream about an elephant going through a needle. He thought about it the whole day. That's exactly what he dreamt about. Just saying Gemara. So a person could dream about things he thought about. So Yaakov is saying, no, Yesh Hashem b'mokam hazeh. This is a mokam kodesh. During the day, I wasn't thinking about a ladder with malachim in this. That's not what I was mahara during the day. Why, bazoi, this must be for real. It can't be that it's tamazay from Hirhurei Hayoyim. I wasn't thinking about Azazah. Why, bazoi, must be Yesh Hashem b'mokem hazeh. I wasn't thinking about this during the day. Another Charlie brings, very nice. We know that Yaakov saw the Sulam, but the Sulam is Mutzav Arts of Eroshim Agiyah Shemaim, but he's seeing also the Merkava. Now, on the Merkava, we know there are four Dmuyos. On the Merkava. An Aryeh, a Kruv, a Nesher, and a Tzura of an Adam, which is Bemis Yaakov. Yaakov is on the Tzura, Yaakov's Tzura is the Adam that's on the Merkava. Understand it is in Yonim. But Aryeh, Kruv, Nesher.
Sure.
Yes, so the Emes is, it's a good question. The Gemara Chagiga says that really it's Aryeh, Shor, Nesher, and an Adam, and only La'acha the Churbin, the Amish to switch, after Chayta Egel, the Amish to switch it, so it turned it into Kruv. The Vice says Yaakov is seeing, as the Gemara Chagigah Daf Gimel, the Vice says this chat, Yaakov is seeing already what it looks like, La'acha the Chayta Egel. After Chayta Egel, the Amish to took out Shor and put in Kruv. The Gemara asked it as a steer, and that's what it said. Hakoponim, we're going with Aryeh Kruv Nesher. So the pshat is like this, Ochein Yesh Hashem. Yaakov Avinu wasn't spoiled that he saw himself on the Merkava, he didn't realize that. And he says, Ochein is Aryeh Kruv Nesher. Ochein. That I knew. But Anoichi, Aryeh Nesher Kruv Yaakov, or even more simply, Anoichi myself, Lo Yodati, I didn't know I was on the Merkava. Okay, I knew that there was Aryeh Kruv Nesher. Anoichi, that also Yaakov is there, Lo Yodati, that Itaki didn't know. Vayikach Esa Evan, and he made it into a Matzeva. The Ramban asks, in Parshas Toldos, on the Pasuk of Ekev, Asher Shoma Avram Bekoili, that Chazal and now the Gemara Yumadav Chavches that Yaakov Avinu and all the others, Avram Avinu and all the others kept the whole Torah, and he asks many questions over there. In Parshas Toldos, amongst them is how did Yaakov Avinu marry two sisters? The Ezer Hashem, I hope we'll get to. It's in the Hemshech of the Parsha, but among other things, he asks the Ramban Moshul on that Kasha answers. They only kept the Torah in Eretz Yisrael, but then he asks, so how come Yosef kept Shabbos in Mitzrayim? He says, Shabbos is Shokol Kenega Kolot Rekula. It's different. He kept it even in Chutz Laaretz. But then he asked, how did he make him at Seva? How did he make him at Seva? It should be also to make him at Seva. So the Rabban explains that since Matseva, the end in the times of the Ovos, was a Yeh Dover Ovod, it only turned into a Dover Sonoi afterwards because of what the Chet of the Kenainim, over B'Shaitoi, it was Yeh a Dover Ovod, he was able to do it. This is a very confusing concept because Pashtas Avram Avinu kept even the Rabbonans. Even Erev Tavshilin. So, I mean, did he light Hanukkah candles? You have to know how to approach it. He ate matzah. He had a little seder, which symbolized Yitzias Mitzrayim. How do we understand this? But if you go with this concept that Avraham Avinu is doing mitzvahs that are, most of the mitzvahs are mevusas on things that happened later on, so what's the point over here? By Matzeva Zot Rabbanu. Matzeva is different, because Matzeva Bemis is a gutzah. It only is, it's a gebitten shveter, it turned into... Everything can be looked at like that. What's the vart over here in Matseva? Not klar. But Akoponim, he made a Matseva and he put Shemen. It's a machlokes in the Rishonim. What was this Shemen? First of all, the Yalkut Revenge says that this Shemen was Shemen of Nes. And in fact, the Pachim Ketanim that Yaakov Avinu goes looking for afterwards is not some Pachim Ketanim. It's Pachim Ketanim that have this Shemen that he had saved. And the Shemen blives La'osid, it was the Shemen by Avadia, and it was the Shemen La'osid Lavoi, and all the Nisim with Shemen. It's all from this Shemen. So those Pachim Ketanim was this Shemen. But what was he doing with the Shemen? It's a machlokes. Was it a hakrova? It was a minchas Shemen? Or was it only that he was moishich the matzeva with Shemen, mishicha mekadshosei, and then he wanted to be makriv something? I don't know what he was makriv. The Ibn Ezra one, simply it was like for paint. He wanted to make just a sign, a siman, that he should know where this place was. That, to remember, he made a marker. He put Shemen as a marker. So it's a machlokes. Was it a hakrova of Shemen? What is a... He was makashit with the Shemen. But Akapona, he made him a matzeva. I saw Reb Chaim Kanievsky ask, it says, Vayosem oisa matzeva. What exactly did he have to be mason? It was there. Matzeva is one stone. It turned into one stone already. So it is where it is. What is he adjusting? Vayosem oisa matzeva. What is he adjusting? So he says, he brings from the Chazanish, that even though matzeva is not a one stone, but it has to be 10 tefachim high. And he says, assumingly, if Yaakov Avinu slept on this, it must have been that it was not 10 tefachim high, but it was a long slab, and it was on its low side, and he had lifted it up. By Yosem Oysa Matzevi, he turned it up the other way, then it should be Asara Tefachim. That's that he was Mesim it as a Matzevi. The Rishonim asked, the Cheskuni and the Pirush HaTorah LaTorah, other Rishonim, they ask, how did Yaakov Avinu make this into a Matzevi? The Gemara says in Menachos Daf Chof Beis, Klish and Ishtamish Lehedyat Ein Mishtamshin Legavoya. Gemara Menachos, Gemara Zvachim Osukuf Tezayin. A Kli that was Mishtamish Lehedyat, you're not allowed to be Mishtamish Legavoya. Yaakov Avinu used this stone already as a pillow or as a protection. How could he afterwards use it as a Mizbeach? Klish and Ishtamish Lehedyat Ein Mishtamish Legavoya. The Cheskuni answers, Bama Shiny, that it was a Bama, and it's a pillow, because the Gemara is Mavur, that even by a Bama you have this rule of Klish and Ishtamish Lehedyat Ein Mishtamish Legavoya. The Mechas Chinuch brings the Kasha. The Mechas Chinuch wants to say that this stone was really from Avonim, that was from the Mizbeach of the Akedah. And the Akedah was a Mizbeach. I think I mistake my first. No, it was a Mizbeach. And which comes... Excellent. But he says it was from the Mizbeach of the Akedah, which is from the Mizbeach of Adam HaRishon, which we know that the Emes, the Rambam, and Onfan Hilchus Beis HaBechira says that the Mokam HaMizbeach and the Beis HaBechira in the Mikdash was taka the art with the Mizbeach of Adam was and the Mizbeach of the Akedah v'chulei. That's a Rambam. It's a Medrash also, but it's a Rambam and it's based on Bechira. You know what I'm saying? And here we're not talking about the Mokka. In the Mokka, we know it was that Mokka, but it was also those Avonim. But now this question turns the other way. So how was he able to use it? And to say that Itaka did it b'shoigig is a shverezach. And also, it's not so poshut. Naniach someone, let's say someone, not Yaakovinu, if someone would Itaka b'shoigig the moyo, so then there's a whole shayla, four clubs about it. Does that Itaka make it that it goes l'chulin and then it won't be considered nishtamish boy? But that's one shayla. On the other hand, b'li keshet d'dovash nishtamish b'kodesh, like this tzad that Itaka came from the. Let's go to steal the other way for a minute. If Itaka was from the Mizbeach of the Akeido, or from the Adam HaRishon, or Noyach's Karbanos, so then what was Taka the Heter? Let's go the other way. What was the Heter of Yaakov to use it? Afterwards, we'll deal with the next time, but we're working on it backwards now. Why was it Mutter for Yaakov to use it? So again, to say that he was Nichshol B'Shoig, I think that's what brings us outside, that he was B'Shoig. I saw another pshat, maybe because it was Pekuach Nefesh for the Shmira, and another pshat, interesting pshat, there was a shinoi, because the Avonim, there was a lot of Avonim, and it turned into one big Evan. That fact that it turned into one big Evan turns it into Ois, the Kedusha, it's a different Chepsa. But of course, then it brings the other Kasha now. Now it's a Dorish and Ishtamish Behedyek, Heich Mishtamish Belemizbeh. I'm not answering that Kasha now. But on the other Kasha, the it could be that the Mapecha of the Avonim was Efsher.
It's like in Yeshiva, if they get rid of the Tumba.
And then, yeah. But to answer it both ways, I'm not sure if we can tons of Veder of Veder I found. Moving on, Yaakov Avinu makes a neder. Vayidar Yaakov neder leimor. There's a famous Rambam in Hilchas Erech in Perek Vav Halacha Lamed Aleph that the Rambam says Yeirali. We know the Rambam sometimes says his own chedushim. He doesn't quote a Gemara specifically. It's a Yeirali from the Rambam. A Yeirali from the Rambam is from Kol Tzeir Kula. The Rambam zok does it. Yeirali zok the Rambam that even though there's a rule, ain't the matzah zavash lebel oilam. Ain't on the Makdash Davar Shlevel Olam, but a person could make a neder that he's going to make a neder on a Davar Shlevel Olam. You're neder that you're going to be. It's like the Rambam, Rayel Davar Zeh from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu says, V'chol asher titen li, aser asrenu lach, v'nemar asher nodart li neder. So Rambam is medayik that Yaakov Avinu wasn't making the neder now on a Davar Shlevel Olam, but he was neder that he's going to. And the Rambam learns this out as a halacha, Yeiro Ali, and this is his makar from Yaakov Avinu, that you're allowed to be noider, that you're going to be noider on a dovar shaloi baloyim. As I help the Rambam, the whole abrichas on that. That's why it says in the pasuk goes to the zedik. I think the Aruch Haner makes the zedik in Shuvah that vayidar Yaakov neder lemar. Yaakov made a neder that lemar. His neder was that he's going to. As I talk to Rambam, I want to just speak out that it's a chare dovar poshet that this Rambam is not like the rivosh. The ktsois brings a rivosh in a few places, and it's interesting, each time the Ksais has a different issue, but the Ksais always brings this revosh that says that far Matan Torah, there's no problem of Dovr Shalei B'Loyim. Before Matan Torah, there's no issue of Dovr Shalei B'Loyim. We said after the Hezber, because before Matan Torah, everything is waiting and pending for HaKadosh for Matan Torah. There's no before and after. It's not Yatsiv, it's not stabilized. Or, and under as revosh this is, but the revosh says, there's no Chesaron of Lei B'Loyim far Matan Torah.
You have the Ksois in Simon Reishai and Ches that asked how did Yaakov buy the Bechorah from Esav it's Tocha Dabar Shalai Balaylam, and the Ksois themselves, and each one of the Shtiklis has his own Teret, there he says because it was Siluk, it was Nostalik from the Bechorah, Melu was Eichon. But if earlier he brings the Revosh says there's no problem of Lai Balaylam Farmat and Teret. Another Ksois is Negeya in Parshas Lech Lecha, the Gabi Mila, if it's Shaiach you live bias and a Miknes Kesef. He has a whole cheshmin there that before Matan Torah it's Shaiach, he makes an ukimta that Pshat in the Pasuk there is going far Matan Torah is no problem label oilam. How you have a case of a kinat nimo b'yemecha. And the third ksois in Shin Lamaveh says, Vayta this week's parsha. How did Yaakov Avinu rent all the akudim, the kudim, brudim, all the sugya of the tzoin? It's the chayra schir son of Davar Shalai b'loilam. And once again, the ksois over there is coming to be mechadish in Shin Lamaveh, Sifkat and Vav, that yesh schir son of Davar Shalai b'loilam. That's what Schirus does. Yesh Siluk B'davar Shalai B'Loilam, Yesh Schirus B'davar Shalai B'Loilam. But he also brings, but the Rivosh says, B'chlam is no problem of Davar Shalai B'Loilam, far Matan Torah. In our Rambam, Yesh Tehnish Tazai. Because the Rambam is bringing a riot in the Didan, B'zman Azel, Halacha, that you're allowed to make a neder, Lamar, and it's not a problem of Lai B'Loilam, and his riot is from Yaakov Avinu. So the Chorot's Klor, it's Machloikis, Rivosh, and Rambam.
The Gemara learns out from here in Ksubas Tafnun that a person could give not only Maisers, a person's allowed to give up to a fifth of his Nechosim. And the Gemara learns it out because it says Aser Aserenu, two Maisers. Frek the Gemara, it's two Maisers, is not a fifth, because after you take off 10%, so you left for only 90%, you're only taking off a tenth of that, it's a little bit less. Zok the Gemara, no, Aser Aserenu, it's the tenth, and the second tenth is just as much as the first tenth. The Chofetz Chaim in Sefer Avos Chesed is mechadish a few kulas. A person doesn't want to be machmer. If a person doesn't want to be machmer, the Gemara says you're limited. You can only give up to 20% of your nechasim. The Chofetz Chaim gives a few kulas that a person can be makel, and he finds makiris. He says that he brings a raya from Meshitim Mekubetzes that harbotzas haTorah. For Abbas HaTorah doesn't go into this cheshbon of Chodesh. He also brings that Osher Muflag doesn't have. He has Makaris. There's no problem by Osher Muflag to do more than a Chodesh. If it's Kaimi Aniyim Lefonov. And Komani Kulis. That you're allowed to be Makel if you want to go beyond Chodesh. But it's interesting. How does the Gemara know that the Shir is Chodesh? It says by Yaakov Binu Asar Asmen Aloch. Where do you see you're not allowed to do more? Maybe a lot of them were. Yaakov punked it fifth. So in the beautiful pshat, so from the Likutei Sheshanim, it says, Ashen pshat. It says, Asar Asrenu. And we already asked, that's not exactly a 20th, because the second one is a drop less. Pshat says, Yaakov didn't, this is even a more basic question. Let the Pasuk say Beferish, a fifth. Why did it have to say it funny? Asar Asrenu. There it says, the din is, you learn that from here, you're not allowed to give more than a fifth. And the din is always, whenever you give to kachim, when you give away to hektish, you have to add a drop, kalbon. You have to add a kalbon to make sure that you're not off. You have to always be moist of the kalbon. Now, Yaakov Avinu couldn't give mamash a fifth, because if he's going to give mamash a fifth, and he's going to add a kalbon, that's already aser, because I'm a vazveiz, al yavazveiz yasim chamish. Rather, he gave aser, aseren, he gave a tenth, and then another tenth, which is a drop less, and added a kalbon to both tenths, and then exactly punked with the kalbons, he got up to... And that's a right, you're not allowed to do more, because had you been allowed to do more, the pasuk would have very said a fifth. It not the said in an azah oifin to teach you that the limit mamish is up to a fifth. They say over the story that a young man came to Rav Chaim Kanievsky and he told him that imamish has a problem. He's kaseid being toirim to vader avonim, I mean to kupa seir, and he doesn't know it's going past already, he needs a Yeshua pashut. So Rav Chaim said, be tired a little bit to Kupa Seir, and you'll find the Yeshua on this Indian. But they say, this is interesting maisa with Rav Chaim Tzanzer. Rav Chaim Tzanzer always used to give out all of his money. Whatever was in the house, the next day started a new cheshbon. New pidyon, there's a new cheshbon. Al saros. So they asked him, Abu Rebbe, it's state, Hamavazai Yavazai Yosemi Chaimish. So he said, there's a kula, we said before there's different kulas. He said, there's another kula, we didn't mention this one. Machmas chatoyim. If a person is doing it for kapara, al chatoyim, then you're allowed to do mas malis. So they asked the Rebbe, Rebbe, vas farach chatoyim? He says, vas says every day I'm nichshel in the isra. Hamavad mazal yivaz was yosem lichayim. Daf mechav mazayin of them. Daf megever the ganze zach. Hazoy yotub chayim tzanzi v'zok. But if nishkeven al melitza, that's how he was noyed all of his life and every day. And he was on the Madrega, and was up. Yeah, Eric Gavus Pidyoin is coming in, Morgan. Nay, Eric Arois, the Ganzazach, Morgan and I, also, he said in the topic. Yeah, Hemsach in the Parsha, Ulalobon Shtei Bonos. And Yaakov Avinu was married two sisters. We mentioned already, the Ramban asks the Kasha, how did he marry two sisters of the Ramban? Because the Yidden only kept the Torah, the Abbas only kept the Torah in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Loretz. It's fascinating that that's why Taka, when Yaakov Avinu 20 years later is coming back, going towards Eretz Yisrael, Rachel is Nifter. One of them has to be Nifter. Because now he can't have two wives. That's part of the Cheshbon, why one of them has to be Nifter, because they're going now into Eretz Yisrael. There's an interesting pshat. We know that it says, Lavan bikesh lakar es hakol. Because Lavan wanted to poison Eliezer. And by poisoning Eliezer, the din would be that Yitzchak had sent a shliach to marry him off, to make a kedushin. The Gemara Nozer says, if you make a shliach and he disappears, you have to be choshish that the shliach married you off to somebody, and you're not allowed to marry anyone, because maybe any potential person you're going to marry is a choysishtoy, or a bit, or chamoysay, or it's going to be one of the kroyvei ishtoy, and you can't marry anyone, unless it's someone that doesn't have any relatives, the whole problem, and that's what it meant, love and bikish lakar is a kol. Because after, if you would get rid of Eliezer, Yitzchak wouldn't be able to marry anyone. And Fred said, Takasha, what do you mean he wouldn't be able to marry anyone? Yaakov married two sisters. What would be the fellow that Yitzchak would be able to? We was the love and biggest lacquer of Sakol, that you take away the Shliach. Yitzchak can't marry anyone. Yaakov Avinu Dachyegi married two sisters. The Torah says, the Ramban says, Yaakov Avinu married two sisters in Chutzlars. Yitzchak, as we know, as the Akedah, was not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. Yitzchak, who's got the stuff, is not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. For him, there was the Cheshbin that the Bikish Laker Sakol, by being killing the Shliach, he would not be able to marry anyone. But on the Etzim Kasha, there are other Terutzim. L'moshel, the Marsha in Yuma says that they weren't sisters because they were Gegerim. And Kikot and Shinoi Ladami, they weren't considered sisters. It's interesting, the Gemara says in Psochim, Daf Kuf Yutes, by the Sudas of Yosan, there's going to be a Vikuach who you're supposed to give the Kibbutz of Birkas Hamozin by the Sudas of Yosan. And the Gemara says that each one of the people that they mechabed is doiche, that it's not deserving of it. Avram says, Mimeni Yotzi Yishmoel. Yitzchak is doiche, Mimeni Yotzi Esav. Yaakov says, Ani Nosati Shtei Achoyos, She'asi the Torah Le'osron Alai. And it continues, Moshe says, I wasn't doiche to be machnas there, it's Yisrael. Yeshua says, Loi Zechisi Leben. And Dovid HaMelech says, Li Noel Levorich. Hashak of Atari in the Gemara, Yitzchak of Yitzchak. Yaakov Avinu's Dicho, why not is, Ani Nosati, Neseisi, L'Shtei Achoyos, She'asi the Torah Le'osron Alai. Like the Marsha, it's not two sisters. It was Gerim. It wasn't two sisters. It looks like two sisters actually. Lamaisa, Yaakov didn't marry two sisters. Yaakov married four sisters, because Bila and Zilpa were also daughters of Lavan, and therefore it was really four sisters. To it, Rachel and Leah were also sisters min ha'ein. Their mother was Adina, and that's a shtickle of a problem, because how did Yaakov marry two sisters? The Prashas Drochem brings a kasha that even if a noyach is usher, the two sisters, if it's a choysoi min ha'ein u'min ha'av, and he wants to answer that it wasn't achoyes min ha'av u'min ha'em, just min ha'av, and it's a teller because it says their mother was Adina in the Medrash, and he wants to have it said that maybe both of their mothers was named Adina, and Lavan wasn't locked on Chayim Rabbi Yehuda Chosid. But I think the Medrash says that they were twins. So l'chayra, that's already a shtickle of a problem. You have to know. Okay, state the Hemshech. The Medrash also. The Medrash says that they were also daughters of Lavan, and their mother was. No, Fakert. No. They weren't daughters of Lavan, but they were both. I'm sorry, they were not sisters with Rachel Leah. It wasn't four sisters, it was another set of two sisters. Correction. Slicha. They weren't sisters with Rachel Leah. They were also sisters, they were both daughters of Achoisi, who was the brother of Dvorah Menekes Rivka. That was their father. Yeah, correct. Not all four sisters. But it's another set of Shtei Achoyes. It's another set of Shtei Achoyes, which asks the kasha that it had Rachel was Nifta before the entered Eretz Yisrael, Bila and Zilpa didn't. Now we have a shtickle kasha on that. Shtek behemshech, Rachel Ishkoich. Shtek behemshech, Rachel Akoro. It's brought down from the Arizal that the emes, the koyach to be moiled by an isha is from the ois hay. Sorai wasn't able to be moiled, but when she became Sora with a hay, she was able to be moiled. Rivka has a hay, Leah has a hay, Zilpa has a hay, Rachel Akora, she's Okar hay. Akora, Okar hay. But she wants to give Yaakov Bilha, and Bilha has two hays, and she says, Ibona onoichi gam mimeno. I'm also going to get the koyach bnia from her because she has the extra hay. And you have it, the Seder of first Leah having all the children. It's a ganza arichas, all the different shvatim, until you get to hapam oyde es Hashem. The Imois knew that there's only going to be 12 shvatim, and that's why when Leah was going to be giving birth to Dina, she thought that she's going to be having another shevet, and then she realized that oybazoi, what's left in the cheshbon is that Rachel will only have one son, and she's not even going to be kemoi bnei ashvach like the shvachos. So she was mispalel, and it was nepach in the cave. There's a machloikis. What's the beer? What happened over here? One way of learning is that Dina
was originally Be'emes a Zohar, and Leah was Mispalel, and she was Netbach to an Akeva. And it could be also that Yosef was Be'etzim really an Akeva, and he was Netbach to a Zohar, which could maybe explain, I still brought down, that's why Yosef has the Tchuna of Misalsil B'sairoi, Epis Nakeva Diketchuna, and Dina has the Tchuna of a Gever of Ateitze Dina, because each one started as the other gender. Now that's one way of looking at it, but there is a lot of Rayas. And there's other Makayrus, Rami Panu, that there was no changing. Dina was always in the Keva, Yosef was always a Zohar, nor Dina was in the Rechem of Rachel, and Yosef was by Leah, and the Eibishter switched them. They switched places. Now, this has a lot of repercussions. One, the Kuda is to handle, like, who really is Dina's mother? We know that the Medrash brings that the Shvatim marry their sisters. And the Parashas Drachim again is hounding this issue that Benoyach is not allowed to marry Achoisoi if it's Mina'av U'mina'ein. So the Parashas Drachim says they didn't. They married Achoisoi, the Bnei Leah married, meaning we know that the Shvatim were born with twins, with Nekeva twins. Let's assume this is a Medrash. Not everyone goes like that. Lamashal will interrupt and say that the Chizkuni says, Hapam Yilove Ishi Alai, by Levi, what does it mean, Hapam Yilove Ishi Alai? It's up to Chizkuni, because when you have one child, the mother can still carry him along in one arm. And when you have the second child, you can carry him in the other arm. But if there's already a third child, so Hapam Yilove Ishi Alai, he's going to have to come along to carry the third child. Obviously, the Chizkuni is not going that they were born with twins, because then already by Shimon there was already four. And it's the Chizkuni Lishitasi who learns that Dina and Zvulun and Dina were twins anyways. That Zvulun and Dina were born as twins. So he's anyways going with a different system. But going that the Shvatim were born with twins, it's Mavur that the Parashat Drachim says the Bnei Leah married the twins that were born with the Bnei Ashvachas and Bnei Rachel. And the Bnei Ashvachas married the Bnei Leah. The problem is that it says Shimon married Dina. Shimon married Dina. Dina Zachoisim in Av Umina Eim. As I frek the Parashat Drachim. And L'chayr, the Teretz is like this Ramami Panu and the Marsha, Dina is Bas Rachel. And I'm not getting involved in the halachic significances of this major contemporary topic, which is not contemporary, it was Negeya by the Avos, that it could be that Dina is considered Bas Rachel. She was born from Leah, but she's considered Bas Rachel, and that would explain why Shimon would be able to marry Dina.
It's how it goes by the birth, not by the
genetics. Right, I'm telling you, we're stepping into a major issue. Now Lavan is running after them. We're skipping a lot. We're going to the end of the parasha. Lavan is running after them, and Rachel steals the truffin. Rachel steals the truffin. Why does she steal the truffin? The Meshech Chachma says she steals the truffin because we know that Lavan is taka running after Yaakov, and it's going to be a shvera maisa. What stops Lavan is that the Eibishter was nisgala to Lavan and told him not to. Had Lavan had the truffin by him, he wouldn't have been zoiche to have his galus of Hashem. Rachel knew that, and Rachel had to take away the truffin in order to arrange that Lavan should be zoicha to that his galus. Now these truffin is different pshat than what it is. The Targum Yonason brings over here that these truffin are, first of all, had Lavan had them, he would be able to know where Yaakov was right away. That's another reason why she took it away. But the Targum Yonason brings that these truffim was that Esav had a collection of heads of Bechoyrim. That's what he would collect. And he would have a special thing that he would remove the head of the Bechoyrim and have a whole process with the Samim and Melech and everything. And that's what he got his koiches from this Bechoyr heads. And that's what these truffim were. And I still brought down that that's why when Yaakov Avinu ran away to Lavan, we asked last week also, when Yaakov Avinu ran away to Lavan, why is that protecting him? Mamela, when he hid in the yeshiva of Shem Ve'eva, we said Esav doesn't want to step foot in there. But what's the Esav that he ran away to Lavan? Why is that going to be protection? Esav can catch up with him over there. So we said a pshat last week that since Esav knows that Yaakov's brachas is only going to be if he's holding on a high madrega, Esav says to himself, if he's going to Lavan, for sure he's going to fall through and it won't be a problem. But Lefizeh, we could say, Esav had reservations about showing up by Lavan's house because he was aware of Lavan's collection of Bechor heads, and Esav Lashitasi did not want to go there. And that's why Yaakov tells him next week, Yaakov says, in Lavan Garti, and he's telling him, don't be worried about the Bechorah, You weren't. You hold I'm the Bechor and you're the shepherd, that I'm the Bechor. I was by Lavan, and with me, he didn't start off. You can consider yourself the Bechor. Yaakov didn't start off with me. Now, it says that Rachel took these trophim, and Lavan didn't know. Lavan didn't know that Rachel stole them. So there's a Shaila. Yaakov didn't know, right? Yaakov said whoever has them is going to get punished. Yaakov didn't know. Yaakov didn't know who stole the trophim. I saw Akasha wrote down, they say that the Baal Shem Tov, there was a Homaisa, he was able to see there was a Geneva Epis, and no one knew who was the Ganav, and the Baal Shem Tov was able to, had Koishas, he was able to know. So Yaakov Avinu didn't know who the Ganav was. And the Pshat is, yeah, over there it was a Pasha the Ganav. The Baal Shem Tov could know, a Pasha the Ganav, even though. Over the Loyad, over here Yaakov didn't know. You know why? We're not dealing with a Pasha the Ganav here. Ki Rachel Ginavasan. Rachel is the Ganav. Rachel also is a Baal Madrig. The Baal Shem Tov coming out of a Pasha the Ganav. Obadiah Yaakov doesn't know. He Rachel gonna bust him. Rachel is Dachtigan. Rachel is Dachtigan. Now Rachel took the trophim and she put them in the Kar HaGomel Vateshev Aleihem. Okay, it's a nice hiding place, convenient. Lavan won't know where it is. Then she has an excuse, she can't get off the Gomel. But I saw a beautiful shot. Rachel, by sitting on the trophim, took away their power. She was mezalzel in them. These trophim have koichus. And by sitting on it, she was mezalzel in it. And that took away the koyches. What, you think Lovin doesn't have a way of, with Bluetooth, that he can use the trophim without to be able to, he has it? Rachel was mezalzel. She was mezalzel. You mezalzel in the trophim, it's ois. And this is the yesod of ois, not for trophim only, it's also in Ruchnius, it's Yedua, that it says, by Dovid HaMelech, vayichasu b'godim, v'lo yichamot. Because Dovid HaMelech shepherd with b'godim, b'godim doesn't have a koyach. Rabbi Aaron has a whole schmooze, Rabbi Aaron Kotler, about by Elul, that a person has to know to use an Elul. He says, Elul is a Metzias. You mezalzel in it, it won't work afterwards. Every koyach, beruchnius, begashmius, l'tav, l'mutav, you mezalzel in it, it won't, nutz ois, it's koyach. We're seeing here from Rachel, in a negative sense, like I've been trophim, but it's yisoy tzivis and bachlal. A person, every person is given tchunis, koyches, yecholis, and zachen, and matzovim, to use them ois and utilize them, not to be mezalzel, because what you're given is taka was given to you to be able to poil ois in your avodas Hashem, and not to be mezalzel, and adarabah, to be machshiv, what your koiches are, and to nutz them ois on al zoiches.